It says Daf Chav Tes. We begin the third parak called Elu Naros. So it's a small daf today. The Mishnah says Elu Naros Sheyeshlem Kenas. The following are Naros that have a Kenas. What is a Naros? Rashi tells us right on the top here that Elu Naros Dafka Nara Mishaviyah Shtei Saros Ad She Tivager. When a woman has two hairs until she becomes a Bogeris. Behem shisha chadashim shebein naros libagris. It's only 6 months whereby a woman's a nara. Before that, she's called a ketana. When she has shtei saros, she's a nara. And that lasts for 6 months until she becomes a bogeris. Aval ketana bogeris is rashi ein lem knas. So there's a 6 month period. A woman has the din of a nara, and she has a knas. What's the knas? Rashi explains. What's the penalty? She yesh la knas im ansa odmvo mena rapes her. You have to pay the father. The man has to pay the father 50 kesef. That's a 50 shekel for a man who's ba on the nara during those 6 months. If he's aniser. So the Mishnah says, who are the which types of women? So elu naros sheyeshlem kenas haba al hamamzeres. If he's a ba on a mamzeres, even though there's a lav involved, that a man can't marry a mamzeres. There's a lav. Nonetheless, there still is going to be a kenas. The whole parak is pretty much about kimlei. Which means that if a person's chayv misa and it's chayv mamon, so the misa overrides the mamon. But when it comes to this case where there's just a lav, the Gemara is going to explain that today. But in a later daf, even though there's a lav involved, we don't say kimlei b'dirabi minei, there is going to be a chayv mamon to pay the father. So again, haba'al ha-mamzeres, val ha-nesina. What is a nesina? So here's a machlokis. Rashi tells us what is a nesina. Rashi says a nesina is minat givonim. They came from an area called the givonim. V'hi asur lakal. The David Gazar Lem Kedamrina Bivamos, because he gave them the din of an Avdus, the din of an Eved, and therefore it's also to marry Nesina. Tosos, this long Tosos, the first one takes issue with Rashi. He says, how could you say this is only a din from David Amelch? That would only be a din Dirabanan, but it sounds like from the Sugas, it's actually Nesina's and Isser Daraisa. The Tosos ends up arguing and says otherwise. Just look at Tosos three wide lines down. Tosos writes, Venira, the Rabbeinu Tam, around six words in. The Rabbeinu Tam says Nesina is actually an asura d'araisa mishum lo tischatin. Masik Rava b'ha'ariel. The Gemara tells us that it's an issa d'araisa to marry Nesina from the Givonim. V'David lo gazar alayu el shiavu. David just added on top of the fact that there's an issa d'araisa to marry them, he also gave them the din of an eved. V'lav lo osim b'vnos Yisrael, not to create an issa. The issa already existed in the Torah. He wanted to make an extra gether so they should avoid intermarrying them. So he added the din of an eved. Maybe that would distance them even more. But in the end of the day, this is really an issur d'oraisa according to Rabbeinu Tam. What Rashi seems to say is an issur midrabanan. Either way, the Mishnah says a ba ala nesina would be chayv knas. Then the Mishnah is val akusis. Akusis, what's akusis? Here's also machlokas Rashi Tosos. Rashi writes to Kusis, it's Kesavar Geirei Arayosin. There's a big machlokas in the Gemara in a few places when the Kusi, when they converted by force the whole Maisa with the lions, and it wasn't really a good conversion, or it was a good conversion. So Rashi says it was Kesavar Geirei Arayosin. They were forced into the conversion, which means it wasn't a good conversion. V'yeshin belav lo tischatein ban. Therefore, there's an Issa deraisa to marry them like any other guy. Tosa says, what do you mean? If the Kusis was Geri Arayos, that means there was no conversion. They're just a regular non-Jew. What's the Chiddush here? I don't understand. So he actually thinks they're referring to Geri Emes. They actually had a good conversion, but even though Kusis had a good conversion, they had a different din than a regular Ger, and one whose Baala would be Chayv Knas. So then the Mishnah says further, another example, again, Habal Mamzeres, Hala Nesina, Hala Kusis, Habal HaGiyores, Hala Shvuya, all these situations, if a Gioris had converted, or Shvuya was redeemed, or Shivcha had been freed, if that all took place, under the age of three, here as well, they would be Chayiv Knas. Rashi explains, Vala Shvuya. We know even if she was violated, the basula grows back if this took place under the age of three. So these are all instances whereby a man would be ma'anes, such a woman would be chayv knas to the father. So then the Mishnah says further, habal achosav al achos aviv, a person's on the sister, and the sister an aunt, va'achos ima from the mother's side, va'achos ishto, his wife's sister, sisla, va'ashis achi, va'ashis achi aviv, all types of sisters, and halanidza as well, yeshlam knas, there is a knas, says the Mishnah, v'yafo pishem be'akaris, ein ben mises bezdim. What the Mishnah trying to allude to there, in general, we have the concept that we call Kimlei with the Rabbi Minei, but that's only when it's a Chiyah Mises Bezdin, that there's a Mises Bezdin, and Dini Mamonos, Mises Bezdin wipes out the need to pay money. However, if it's only an Isser Kari, not only, but it's an Isser Karis, the Karis would not wipe out the Mamon. So all these instances of Arayos with the sister, or an instance of Nida, which is all Karis, that Karis will not wipe out the Knas will still be Chayv. And that's how, based on that Mishnah, the parak goes on to discuss Kimlei Bidrab Minei. So now the Gemara wants to go, I ask the following question. The Mishnah only lists Psulim. It mentions Mamzeris, Nesina, Akusis, and so on. Does this imply, asks Gemara, Hani Nairos, Psulos, Isle Knas, B'Ksheiros Lo? But if the person was Ma'anis, a regular woman who's a Ksheira, a full Basizo, there wouldn't be a Knas? Our Mishnah only mentions Psulim. So the Gemara answers, Hachi Kamar, Eilu Nairos, Psulos, Sheyeshlam Knas. These are the following Naros who are puzzle, who have a Knas, but Eina Chanami, Naros Ksheris also, of course, have a Knas. That's the Pasha Pshat and the Pasuk. We're just listing those that are puzzle, also have a Knas. Habala, Mamzeris, Valenasina, Valakusis, and so on. That's where Mishnah is emphasizing, but either way, certainly Ksheris would also have a Knas. So now the Gemara is Medak the following. Nara in Katanolo. Our Mishnah only mentions that a Nara during those 6 months between Shtei Saros until she's a Bulgaris, those 6 months she has a Knas, or the father gets the Knas, but a Katana, under that age, there would not be a Knas. So Man Tana, who is the author of the Mishnah that says a Katana is excluded from a Knas? Amar Vihud Amar Rav, it must be Rebbe Meirhi. The Sani, the Brisa says a Katana Mibas Yom Echad Ve'ad Shetavi Shtei Saros, a woman, a girl, from the moment she's born to this world until she gets Shtei Saros, Yesh Lamecher Ve'ein LaKnas, she can be sold by her father into Shifchus. That's allowed. The father has that zuchus, not really zuchus, but that ability. But she has no knas from the age of one day till Shtei Saros. After that point, Mishatavi Shtei Saros, which means she's now a Nara, V'yad Shetibogar, which means 6 months later, those 6 months, Yesh LaKnas, Vein LaMecher. That's when there's a penalty of being Ma'aneser, but there's no Mecher. The father no longer has Rishus to sell her anymore. The Rishus is only when she's a Katana, not when she's a Nara. That's all. Divri Rebbe Meir. Shehaya Rebbe Meir Omer, he said there's this inverse relationship that Komakum Sheish Mecher ain't Knas, Komakum Sheish Knas ain't Mecher. So you can never have both existing at the same time. So that's where these time periods of the first, 12 years of life or so, she could be sold, but there's no Knas from Nara to Bulgaris 6 months, then there's going to be Knas, no Mecher, and then after Bulgaris, there's nothing. She doesn't have, it can't be sold, nor is there going to be any Knas. So that's all Divrei Rebbe Meir, and he's the author of a Mishnah that Katana is excluded from a Knas. Gemara then says, Chachamim Omrim, they argue, and this is how we paskin, Katana mibas shalosh shanam v'yom echad vad shetibager yesh la Knas. Chachamim say, no, it's not only 6 months, it's actually from the moment she hits the age of three where she's Roy Labia until she becomes a Bulgaris, those are 9 years or so is subject to Knas if she's a Nenza. And the Gemara says, wait a second. Knas in Mechelo? Does this imply that he only allows there to be penalty, but the father cannot sell her into Shifchus? Gemara says, Knas in Mechelo? Eima, Gemara means, Rechamin af, going with Amir Beis now, af Knas bin Malkum Mecher. The Shita of Chachamim is that in addition to the father being able to sell her already from the young age, from the age of three, she also gets the knas as well, in addition to being able to be sold. Says Rashi, Af knas b'makom mecha, the top of Amar Beis here, that umishum knas nokit bas shalosh, aval lomecher mi bas yom echad vat shetavi shesaros. In other words, when it comes to the opinion of Chachamim, the moment that this child is born, until she reaches shesaros, she can be sold. And in terms of knas, from the age of three until she's a Bulgaris, she can be she gets knas. That's a din according to Chachamim. That's how we pask. But now the Gemara wants to know the following. Wait a second. This whole Mishnah, all the lists of those who are puzzle, yet there's a knas, asks the Gemara, V'hani b'nei knasaninu? Could you really give knas to this man who's ma'aniser? V'amai ikre kan, why don't we invoke the pasuk v'losia li'isha? In the context of a man who's ma'anis a woman, it says losia li'isha, that they have to be married. I read you the whole pasuk. It says v'nosan ha'isha shochiv ima la'avi ha'nara chamishim kesef. The man must pay 50 kesef to the father of this nara. V'losia li'isha, and he must marry her. Tachas asher ina, because he had caused her great pain and tsar. L'yuchal shacha kol yamav. This is an isser to let her go, to divorce her. So the Gemara says, wait a second. It says losia li'isha. Only the Ashisha Haru Uyalo, only a woman to whom he's mutter to marry is their Knas. but he's not allowed to marry Mamzeres Nisina. Granted, he violated her, and that was the terrible thing. There was an Isser involved in that, but since he can't remain married because she's a Mamzeres Nisina or whatever else she might be, there's no Knas. Don't they connect the Knas to only woman Lo Sele Isha? To which the Gemara says, Amar Ish Lakish, no. It says Nara, Nara, Hanara. It says the word Nara two times, and it says the word Hanara, the extra hey, ends up having three drushes here. What are the three drushes of Nara? Chalagufa, one is just for telling me the din itself, that Nara, that age of the 6 months, or maybe from the age of three, depending how you define it. A Nara is chayv, that's subject to Knas. One is to include if that Nara is an Isser of Chai B'Lavin, there's also going to be a Knas. That even if there's a Krisis, like the case of the sister, Achos Isha or Nida, even those Zakaris, that too is subject to a Knas. So there are three categories. One is a Nara who's Kasher, one's a Nara who's a Lav, and one's a Nara who's Karis. Those are three different categories that are all Chai and Knas, and that's the Drusha. Even though the Pasuk says, Lo Sele Isha, we have a reboy to include even those who are not royally Yos B'Isha. That's all Reish Lakish's drasha. Rapapa Amar, he gives another drasha. It says, Besula, Besulos, HaBesulos. Now, this is a different context. This is by Mefatin. Mefatin is not where she was raped, rather where she was coerced. She was convinced to come, and she was somewhat willing to be involved in that. That's not the same din. But we're going to see that Reish Lakish, Rapapa, learned from Mefata, he applies it to a case of Ma'anis. So, guess says the Gemara, Rapap Amar, Besula, Besulos, HaBesulos, also three drushes in the case of Mefata. Chal the Gufa wanted to tell me that woman who's Kshera, there's a Knas there. Chal the Asuye Chai V'Lavin, if she has a Chai V'Lavin, and Chal the Asuye Chai V'Krisis. Just look at Rashi for a second, just to explain a little bit. Rashi says, Besula, Besulos, HaBesulos, B'Mefatik, Ziv, Kifate Ish Besula, when he convinces a woman to be with him. The Krachrina Basrei Kesef Yishkol Kimara Besulos. Umatzi Lichtav, it could have said Kimara Besulos. Hotzla. So there are three words. It says Besula, it says HaBesulos. So there are three different drashas that he makes, and he learns from Mefate to the case of Ones. So Kimara says, how come Rapapa and Reish Lakish learn different drashas? Rapapa, my time will omer Reish Lakish. Rapapa, he should have learned the Pasuk from within Ones itself. That would be more sensible than to learn from another source. So why didn't he like the drasha of Reish Lakish for the word Nara, Nara, and Hanara? So my time with the Amar Reish Lakish. The Gemara answers, Ahu mi baile lichadabai. Because the words Nara, Nara, Hanara are used for a different drasha. That's the drasha of Abai. What's Abai's drasha? The Amar Abai ba'alea umesa pater. If the man is ma'aniser and she dies, and Rashi says she dies before the father is able to take the man to Bezdin, so that he's off the hook, he's pater. It's a special gzeres kasev, he's pater. Shenemar, v'nasa la'avi hanara, la'avi nara, v'lo la'avi mesa. Only the father of a woman who's still alive, but a woman who died, would not be subject to this din. So that's where the drasha nara is coming to teach us. It's not available for this drasha. So then the Gemara says, Reish Lakish, my time alomer krapapa. Why didn't he use the drushes of basulos, habasulos, like krapapa? So Gemara says, haomi barley, that's needed for another positive, the gzer shava. That word basulos needed for a drusha. What's a gzer shava? The Tanya, kesev yishkol kimor habasulos, sheyehezeh, that's the talk about mefata, this positive. That, how much do you pay? You have to pay kesev yishkol. What's more basulos? What's the ksuva? What's the amount of a basula? So Gemara makes a drusha, sheyehezeh kimor habasulos. The amount that one pays a mefater is what's mohar basulos. What's mohar basulos? Mohar basulos is kezeh, like this. What does that mean? With a gzeh shava, just like it says over there by the nara, which is a basula, then that's explicit in the pasuk chamishim kesef. We learn a gzeh shava that mefater is also chamishim kesef. So it has to be used for a gzeh shava, how much you pay for a mefater. It's not available to teach me to include chayvi lavin and chayvi krisis as well. So Gemara then says, the Tani, the Baraita teaches, we did that already, fine. So then the Gemara says, Reish Lakish nami mi barle kidabai. So Reish Lakish also, shouldn't he have to learn the drasha of Abaye that Basul is telling me that there's 50 shekel paid for Mefata, and it should not be available to teach me to include a Chai B'Lavin and a Chai B'Krisis. Gemara says, and Repapa as well, nami mi barle the Gzer Shav, sorry, other way around. Reish Lakish needs the drasha of Nara to teach me the din of Abaye, that Avi Nara v'la Avi Mesa, and Repapa needs the drasha of the Gzer Shav as well to teach me that the 50 shekel Mefata. I mean, those drashas really shouldn't be available to teach me Chai B'Lavin and Chai B'Krisis for both parties. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella, in the end of the day, what we have in totality, between all the Naras, I mean, for all the Basulos, we have Shisa Krai, Ksiva. There's six extra words in the Pasuk. Nara, Nara, Hanara, Basula, Basulos, HaBasulos. There's six words to use now. And now, with putting them all together, Train the gufay. One is for the pasuk itself. The team teach me that a manes nara is a chay money, and one who is mefata besul is chay money. So those two already taken the pasuk pshat. Chal lekadabaye. One is to teach me a bay that only avia nara, but no lo avia mesa. The other one's chal lekzer shava to teach me that the 50 shekel applies to mefata as well. Now we have aisrule trey. There are two extra psukim available. So that's how all the whole drasha works. That's the cheshbon. Exactly, everyone agrees to everybody. So now the Gemara says, "Lafuke mehai tana." This is all to preclude from the opinion of the following tana, the Tanya. The Brisa says, "Velo sieli isha." That Shimon Hatemani Omer, he said that isha sheyesh bahavaya, who is chayv in a knas, who gets a knas, only a woman who one could remain married to. That's Shimon Hatemani. Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe Omer, Isha Harui Lakaima. No, a woman that he's allowed to stay married. I mean, the first one is that Havaya is Chal, Kedushin is Chal, even though there's a Lav, but we know by Chayv Lav, you know, the person marries a Mamzeris is a Lav, the Kedushin is Chal, they have to get divorced, but it's Chal, there is Havaya. And Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe says, no, only woman who you're allowed to stay married to, which case a Mamzeris would not be allowed. So what's an afkamina be between whether there is Havaya versus Ru'uya Lakaima? So my benai, what's the nafkamina, says the Gemara? Amar Rabbi Zeira Mamzeris Unesina Ika Benayu. That would be the nafkamina, meaning our very mission would be an nafkamina. Because Laman Damar Yesh Bahavaya Hayesh Nami Havaya. You can marry, meaning the Kedushin Schal if you marry Mamzeris because there's only love involved. But Laman Damar Ru'uya Lakaima, that someone you can remain married to, Ha'ena Ru'uya Lakaima, you're not allowed to remain married to Mamzeris. And Nesina, even though the Kedushin is Chal, you can't remain married. So that would be the Nafkamina, whether such a case should be Chayv Knas. So our Mishnah holds, we don't have to have Ru'ila, the Kaima, to be Chayv Knas. As long as it's Havaya, as long as it's Kedushin, that's Chal, that's enough to be Chayv Knas in the cases of Mamzeris, Nesina, and whenever there's a Lav. So what about Rabbi Kiva's famous Shita? Rabbi Kiva, the Amar, Ein Kedushin Tovsin B'chayv Lavin, my Benar, he holds famously that even by a law of Kedushin isn't Chal. So what would the Nafkamina be between Rabbi Shimon ben Atemani and Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh? What's the Nafkamina if you hold that the law of Kedushin isn't Chal by a law? So my Benayu, Ik Benayu, Almana, Lekoyen Gadol, Ki Rabbi Simai, the Tani Rabbi Simai, Omer Min HaKol Ose Rabbi Kiva Mamzerun, Chutz Me'amana Lekoyen Gadol. That although Rabbi Kiva says that every type of chayv lavin would generate a mamzer, there's one exception, there's one lav of kedushin that the product would not be a mamzer, and that's the case of Amana the Kohen Gadol. Sharei Amar Torah, the pasuk says, lo yikach v'lo yichalel. Not to marry, the Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Amana, and not to be mechal this. In other words, chilulin hu osa vein osin mamzer. And the pasuk says, although there's an issur d'oraisa of lo yikach, that in a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Amana, if one does so, the child will be a Chalal, but Dafka Chalal, but it won't be a Mamzer. So just since Rabbi Kiva holds that an Amana Kohen Gadol does not produce a Mamzer, it would seem to indicate that the Kedushin would in fact be Chal, according to Rabbi Akiva. So that would be an afkamina in the rule of Rabbi Akiva, that Kedushin is Chal by Kohen Gadol Amana, but it's Eina Rui L'Kaima. So that would be an afkamina according to that understanding. What about Rabbi Yishavev, Damar Bo V'Natsuach Al Kiva Ben Yosef? Let's go defeat Rabbi Akiva. Shaya Omer Kol She'en Lo Bia B'Yisrael Havla Mamzer. He took it one step further than the Shita Rabbi Akiva. He felt that whenever there's a lav, even by the case of Kohen Gadol to a mamzer, that child would be a mamzer. So every single lav of kedushin, according to Rabbi Yishavev, would in fact be a mamzer. So what would the nafkamina be? The kedushin isn't chal by the Kohen Gadol to Lamana, according to his understanding. So my Ika Benayu, what's the nafkamina in his understanding? My Benayu, Ika Benayu, going on to the top of Lamed now. The Gemara says, Chayve Asay Umitzri Ve'adume. We'll stop here. That's what nafkamina, that these situations whereby there's no lav, but only an asay. So if it's an asay, even Rabbi Yishavev will agree that the Kedushin is Chal, but at the same time it's Eina Ruri Lekaima, so that would be nafkamina in his world. Okay, we'll stop here. Mirtashem, we will continue tomorrow.
Rabbi Kiva,